Speak a good word or remain silent. Speak a good word or remain silent. Speak a good word or remain silent.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in the last episode, we went through the excellences, the virtues of staying silent. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in today's episode, we will go through the consequences of not remaining silent, the consequences, the destructions of sinful conversation and of useless conversation. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, through going these consequences and harms, we will develop a better mindset to remain silent. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Before going into this, as always, let's listen to a beautiful virtue of reciting Salat Alan Nabi. A beautiful virtue of reciting Salat Alan Nabi is mentioned in Faizan-e Ramadan, published by Maktabatul Madina, in reference to Tirmizi Sharif. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, indeed, he who recites Salat upon me the most will be the closest to me on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, who wouldn't want to be closer to Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam on the day of judgment? Such a day which will be more than 50,000 years. Such day when sun will be blazing hot and firing from only 1.25 miles away. My dear Islamic brothers, on such day when mother will not recognize their son, when the father will not recognize his son, on such day, who wouldn't want to be in the company of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? And how can we attain the closeness of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam? Is through reciting Salah ala Nabi in abundance in this world. So make an intention to recite as much Durood Sharif as we can upon Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, how fortunate are those Islamic brothers and sisters who use their tongues in only moral conversation and who impart the invitation of goodness to the people. Unfortunately, nowadays it is very rare to find get-togethers free from obscene conversation, even to the extent that those with an outward religious appearance are not able to refrain from this. Perhaps they do not even know what obscene conversation is. Many people, they wouldn't even know what the definition of obscene conversation is. Listen carefully. That the definition of obscene conversation is, as mentioned in Ihya al-Ulum Sharif, that to mention immoral issues such as filthy and evil matters in open words. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Those who chat away, those who make a squabble out of conversations, and those who talk uselessly, thinking that it is permissible and not a sin, or even those who say unnecessary things from time to time, they too should consider Hujjatul Islam Sayyiduna Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali alayhi rahmatullahi al-wali's outlook on useless conversation, and should scare themselves with these four harms of talking uselessly. It is on the basis of these four reasons that he, alayhi rahma, has condemned useless conversation. What are these four things? Number one, kiram and katibin, alayhim salam, those respected angels who record deeds, have to write down useless conversation. Therefore, a person should be ashamed of this and should not give them the trouble of writing down useless conversation. Allah Azza wa Jalla states in verse number 18 of Surah Qaf in part 26, in my Aqa Ni'mat, Imam Ahl Sunnat, revivalist of Sunnah, eradicator of Bid'ah, scholar of Sharia, guide of Tariqah, Al-Qari, Al-Hafiz, Al-Mufti, Al-Shah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatul rahman, translates this holy verse in his masterpiece work of translation of the Holy Quran, Kanzul Iman Sharif, in the following words. He does not utter a single word without a ready recorder seated next to him. So my dear Islamic brothers, we end views of Madani channel. We shall try to refrain as much as we can from useless conversation, as we will be troubling, we will be giving trouble to Kiraman Katibin to record our deeds in our Namai A'mal, in our book of deeds. Second reason that Hujjatul Islam Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh has mentioned is, it is not good for a record of deeds filled with useless conversation to be presented in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Just imagine, my dear Islamic brothers, that our book of deed is being presented in the bargah, in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, the court which is the highest of all the courts. And our book of deeds is presented in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and it is filled up with useless conversation. Just imagine how embarrassing that would be, that we would be standing in the court of our Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal with a book of deed, with a Nama Amal, with useless conversation. With that conversation which we shouldn't have uttered at the first place. So we need to think about what we say. Third reason that Hujjatul Islam alayhi rahma has mentioned is that a person will be ordered in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal in front of all the creation to read out his Nama-i A'mal, his book of deeds. Now, the horrifying severities of the Day of Judgment will be in front of him. He will be naked, he will be incredibly thirsty, his back will be bowing due to hunger. He will have been stopped from going into Jannah, into paradise, and every type of serenity will have been abandoned for him. Just think carefully for a moment how worrying it would be to read out a record of deeds filled up with useless conversation in such terrifying, horrific situation. Just a small fikre Medina. Small, if we contemplate upon our state, let's try to do very basic small calculations to understand what exactly we are gathering in our book of deeds by this useless conversation on daily basis. A very small basic workout. Let's see. That if we work out that someone talks uselessly just 15 minutes a day, 1-5, just for 15 minutes a day, then this gives 7.5 hours in a month, which amounts to 90 hours in a year. Let's say someone talked uselessly for an average of 15 minutes a day for 50 years. Then this gives 187 days and 12 hours, i.e. more than 6 months. So just think that on that terrifying Day of Judgment, when the sun will be blazing fire from only a quarter mile away, who will be able to read out his record of deeds for 6 months continuously without any pause in such scorching heat? This is just the calculation of 15 minutes of useless conversation only, my dear Islamic brothers. We sometimes spend many hours chatting away uselessly with friends, and sinful conversation and other evils are in addition to this. So if we just based on this very basic calculation of 15 minutes of useless talking a day, if you try to contemplate upon our state, what will be our state, my dear Islamic brothers? Just imagine, just think to yourself that a person who is spending only 15 minutes a day in useless conversation and lives an average life of 50 years on the day of judgment in such scorching heat, when the sun will be blazing fire, he will have to read his book of deed, Nama A'mal, in front of Allah Azza wa Jal for 6 months consecutively. But our state, we probably spend hours and hours in useless conversation. This calculation was based on only 15 minutes a day. Just imagine, 15 minutes of useless conversation is ending up in 6 months of Nama A'mal having to be read in front of Allah Azza wa Jal non-stop, without a pause. And the state in which we are today, we spend hours and hours in useless conversation, let alone sinful conversations. We are not talking about sinful conversation at the moment, but just useless conversation. Then on the day of judgment, what exactly will be our state if we are having to read our book of deed in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala non-stop in such scorching heat? We need to do our Fikr-e Madina. And the reason number four which Hujjatul Islam Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi stated is that on the day of judgment, a person's useless conversation will be condemned, and because of it, he will be ashamed. A person will have no answer for this, and out of shame in front of Allah Azza wa Jal, he will become humiliated and will sweat profusely. Allahu Akbar. Just try to imagine, my dear Islamic brothers, that if we are to be embarrassed in front of any minister or any worldly, any person who holds a worldly rank, how embarrassing it is to be embarrassed in front of him. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala, who is the Lord of the whole universe, who is a king of all the kings, if we are to be ashamed in front of Allah Azza wa Jal, in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, then how embarrassing that would be for us. We need to perform our Fikr-e Madina today. We need to hold ourselves accountable today before we are held accountable. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, how tragic would it be if we spent our lives involved in these bad habits and remained deprived of the blessings of safeguarding our tongues? Think of how many years of our lives have passed in the habit of speaking bad words. How many hearts have we hurt? How many relationships have we cut off? How many blessings we have been deprived of due to our bad words? Those youngsters who incite discussions of private marital issues and matters that should be kept covered in order to satisfy their lust. Those who comfort their hearts by talking about or even just listening to obscene and immoral matters. Those who use filthy swear words. Those who make disgusting gestures. Those who gain pleasure from these obscene gestures. And those who watch films and dramas in order to fulfill their filthy lustful desires. Read the following heart-trembling narration, and I would say, listen to the following heart-trembling narration, and we shall all shiver with the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, it is narrated that four types of people of hell will be running and wandering in between boiling water and fire and will be asking to be perished. Who are these four kind of people, my dear Islamic brothers? One among these four will be a person from whose mouth pus and blood will be oozing out, and the people of hell will say to him, "What has happened to this wretched person that he is increasing our pains and agonies?" the reply will be given that this unfortunate and wretched person used to pay attention towards filthy conversation and used to gain pleasure from it, such as talks about intercourse. Those who pay attention towards filthy satanic whispers about non-mahram women and amrads, those who intentionally engage themselves in evil thoughts, and those who gain pleasure from imagining filthy activities should gain admonition from this narration. My dear Sami brothers, if we just think for a very little while over here, that a person who fulfills his lustful desires through obscene talking, obscene conversation, will be among those who, from whose mouth pus will be oozing out, blood will be oozing out, and the people of hell will be saying that who is this wretched person who is increasing our punishment. So this is such an individual because of whom the people in the hell who are already being punished, even they will be fed up of this person. Just imagine the state of disgrace that this individual, this person will have to face on the day of judgment. May Allah Azza wa Jal save us from being among those who have been mentioned in this narration, and may Allah Azza wa Jal make us among those who enter the paradise and who attain salvation without accountability. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alihi Wa Sallam. Sallu Ala Al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala Ala Muhammad Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alihi Wa Sallam. Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Maysurah radiyallahu ta'ala has stated that someone who talks obscenely, meaning one who talks about obscene things, will come on the day of judgment in the form of a dog. Furthermore, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah, the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jalla sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has stated that paradise, Jannah, is haram for the individual who uses obscene language, meaning one who talks about obscene things. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, just imagine how unfortunate the person will be who will be deprived from entering into Jannah. So Jannah, paradise, is haram for the one who talks ill, who talks obscene conversation, who converses obscenely. So we need to do our Fikr-e Madina today, my dear Islamic brothers. We need to ask ourselves, because the ultimate goal, the ultimate aim of a Muslim shall be to attain paradise, shall be to save himself from the punishment of fire. But unfortunately, the individual, the person who is indulged into obscene conversation, Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam has said that Jannah, paradise, it's haram for him. And if Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned this, then no way one can attain paradise, because it is through the shafa'at of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam that sinful people like us will attain paradise, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. But as Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, the Jannah, paradise, will be haram for the one who converses obscenely. Then we need to try our utmost that we safeguard ourselves from such conversation which will make paradise haram for us, and we shall use our tongue to do the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, to send durood-e paak upon Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, to recite Naat Sharif in the praise of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, to invite people towards goodness, to give them neki ki daawat and forbid them from evil, and so on and so forth. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, as we can see that this matter is very severe and sensitive, of using the tongue harmfully, of using the tongue in useless and obscene conversation. This matter is very severe and sensitive. We can either use our tongue to benefit ourselves or destroy ourselves. And sadly, a large number of Muslims pay no attention to to what they say. Such severe punishments are the outcome of bad conversations which unfortunately many Muslims are sadly involved in on daily basis. Do not be disheartened, however, as the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal is unlimited. There's no limit to the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. The mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal is countless. We cannot count the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. We cannot limit the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we must repent in His court as soon as possible. Once we develop the mindset, after listening to all these narrations, and after developing the mindset that we are going to safeguard ourselves from obscene and useless conversation from now onwards, what do we need to do? Then we need to repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal as soon as possible. And if we make a firm intention that we will use our tongues for speaking good only, then we still have time to gain a huge reward. Let's listen to a beautiful Madani Bahar attentively and rejoice at the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. And also it will give us a mindset to try to abstain from useless conversation, from obscene conversation, and use our tongue to speak only good. Otherwise, be quiet and try to obtain silence. Therefore, it is an abstract of the story of an Islamic sister who says that upon listening to a sunnah inspiring speech about the virtue of observing silence via the audio cassette released by the publishing department of Dawat-e-Islami Maktabatul Madina, I began to practice Kufle Madina, i.e. I began to develop the habit of keeping silent. Within only 3 days, I realized how many useless words I used to say. Due to the blessings of silence, I began to see good dreams. On the third day of my efforts from abstaining from useless conversations, I listened to another sunnah inspiring speech released by Maktabatul Madina bearing the title Itaat Kise Kehte Hain, what is true obedience. On that night, when I went to sleep, I dreamt an incident which had been narrated in the cassette. It was a scene of some war in which Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam sends Sayyiduna Hudhaifa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu to spy on the enemies. When Sayyiduna Hudhaifa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu reaches the tents of the disbelievers, he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu observes the leader of disbelievers, Abu Sufyan, who has not yet embraced Islam, standing there. Having the opportunity, Sayyiduna Hudhaifa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu draws an arrow onto his bow when he suddenly recalls the order of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the summary of which is, do not provoke. So in obedience to his Madani Amir, Madani chief, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu refrains from firing that arrow. Then he presents his findings in the blessed court of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Islamic sister further says, I was blessed with beholding Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and two respected companions clearly. The rest of the scene looked hazy. It is written further that by the virtue of only 3 days effort of abstaining from useless conversation, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, granted me such a wonderful favor. Now, it is my earnest desire to prevent my tongue from releasing any useless words. My dear Islamic brothers, what an amazing mercy shown to the Islamic sister because of her keeping silence. Many of us will also want to attain such blessings. And for this reason, I present you an invitation to the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. It is not too late to repent and do good. Observing silence for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal to gain His pleasure and avoid bad deeds. Within the environment of Dawat-e-Islami, we can learn the practical ways to safeguard our tongue through the blessings of Madani Qafilas and Madani In'amad. These are the two beautiful gifts and blessings, I would say, from our Shaykh-e-Tariqat, Amir-e-Ahl-e-Sunnat, بانی دعوت اسلامی حضرت علامہ مولانا ابو بلال محمد الیاس عطار قادری رضوی ضیائی دامت برکاتہم العالیہ that he has given to this blessed, this ummah. One of the best ways to achieve this aim is to surround yourself with others who have the same goal by traveling in Madani kafilas and sitting in the company of Aashiqan Rasool, the devotees of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. One can learn the sunnahs of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and walk on the path of righteousness. Observing silence and using the tongue for good are habits one can gain when he travels in Madani kafila. And traveling regularly can result in steadfastness upon these habits, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. As it is often mentioned, my dear Sami brothers, and also narrated in one of the narrations, that your deen, your religion, is among your friends. So whatever kind of gathering you associated yourself with, you will be accustomed to adopt the habits of the ones whom you surround with. To understand this point, if we take the example of a person, of an individual, who offers his salah 5 times a day, but he hangs around with those individuals, with those friends who do not offer their salah, then let's suppose that one day he goes out to play with them. The time of salah comes, he goes to play salah, whereas the rest of his friends, they haven't come with him. Second day, same thing happens. Then one day will come when the game will be at such a position, there will be such a stage in the game where he wouldn't be able to go. And his friends will obviously make him not go to offer his salah. And on the contrary, if there is an individual who does not offer salah, but hangs around with those individuals who in fact offer their salah, who are steadfast on offering their salah, who are steadfast on acting upon the sunnah of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, then one day he won't offer his salah, second day he won't offer his salah, but insha'Allah azzawajal, sooner or later, his friends who always go to offer salah, take him with them to offer salah. And insha'Allah azzawajal, this individual, with the blessings of hanging with those, with staying in the company of those Aashiqane Rasool, who are steadfast on performing salah, insha'Allah azzawajal, this individual will also start offering his salah. So the company which you associate yourself with is very important, my dear Sami brothers. So I would urge and present you the beautiful Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami, that wherever you are, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami is found almost all around the globe. Wherever you go, you will find Islamic brothers. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Sunnah-inspired ijtima'at on weekly basis are held all around the globe, pretty much all around the globe. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Madani Qafilas also travel on monthly basis and in a lot of places on weekly basis. So I would urge all Islamic brothers to please associate yourselves with the beautiful Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami and stay in the company of Aashiqan Rasool, of the devotees of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, by staying in the company of those brothers, we will develop a mindset of controlling our tongue, because Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami, the mindset of applying Qufl-e-Madina of tongue, meaning to abstain from useless talking, to abstain from obscene conversation, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, is given immensely. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, a lot of Islamic brothers do act upon this very beautiful Madani in'am. And Madani in'amat is another beautiful gift that reminds us of our hereafter. By acting upon these reminders, by acting upon the reminders of Madani in'amat, we can gain the habit of safeguarding our tongue and insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, gain success in this world and in the hereafter. As Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, my dear Islamic brothers, in one of the Madani in'amat, our Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, they gave us the mindset in Madani in'am number 49. That did you make an effort to make use of minimum words even during unavoidable conversations today? Also, in case useless words slipped out, did you immediately feel remorse and invoke Salah ala Nabi? Alhamdulillah Azzawajal, if we start acting upon this Madani Naam, very soon we will develop a mindset of refraining from talking uselessly and inshaAllah Azzawajal, control our tongue and use it righteously only. Because remember my dear Sami brothers, the Shaitan al-Rajim tries his utmost to make sure that we spend our time, we use our tongue with obscene conversation, useless conversation, so this becomes a mean of destruction for us in the hereafter. So just in case, if we do end up saying anything useless, this is a beautiful tool Amir Ahle Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya gives us in Madani Naam number 49, that just in case, if such thing slips out from your tongue, then invoke Salat ala Nabi. Because Shaitan al-Rajim would never want you to recite Durood Sharif. But just in case, because we all are human beings, we all are bound to make mistakes, just in case, if you do utter any such word, or if we end up making any such conversation which we realize afterwards that it was useless, then give yourself madani punishment of reciting Durood Sharif. Inshallah Azzawajal, Shaitan al-Rajim will further be disgraced and will think twice before, he will think twice next time before putting the whispers in your heart to make obscene or useless conversation, because he would know that if you do so, you will end up reciting Durood Sharif Salat ala Nabi, which obviously Shaitan al-Rajim doesn't want. May our lives be sacrificed on the wisdom of Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, that what a beautiful mindset they have given us. First of all, refrain from useless conversation, and secondly, if we do end up making useless conversation, then recite Durood Sharif, invoke Salat ala Nabi, do Dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, give yourself madani punishment, inshallah Azza wa Jal, Shaitan al-Rajim will think twice next time before putting these whispers in your heart, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, my dear Sami brothers, in the beautiful Madani environment of Dawat Islami, not only a problem is highlighted, but alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, solution is also given for the problem. Therefore, in order to safeguard ourselves from the severities of harmful usage of the tongue, and in order to attain the blessings of virtuous usage of the tongue, and to ascertain that the tongue becomes a means of entering into paradise for us, Dawat-e-Islami has established a terminology of Kufle Madina, meaning lock of Medina. In other words, apply Kufle Madina, lock of Medina on your tongue, and do not utter any useless thing from your tongue, and only utter virtuous things from it, and keep treading on the path of Jannah via the blessed valleys of Madina Sharif. Therefore, my dear Islamic brothers, we shall be extremely careful in the matter of our tongue, in the light of a hadith mubarakah which we heard earlier on, and in the previous episode where we went through the excellences of adopting silence, and all the ahadith mubarakah and sayings of pious buzurgani deen rahimahumullah that we've gone through, that what are the harms of obscene and useless conversation. We shall always keep these in our minds. A lot of destructions are caused from the tongue. A lot of destructions of the hereafter and this world are caused of the tongue. And how apparent and beautiful is the blessed hadith mubarakah where Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said that the one who gives me the guarantee of safeguarding the thing which is between his jaws, tongue, and between his two legs, the private part, I give him the guarantee of paradise. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, my dear Sami brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, what else do we want? We are being given the guarantee of paradise from the owner of paradise. Because with the ata of Allah Azza wa Jal, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the owner of Jannah. Aqa alayhi salatu salam can give Jannah to whomsoever he alayhi salatu salam wants to. Then if the owner of Jannah with the ata of Allah Azza wa Jal is giving us the guarantee of Jannah, that if you control your tongue, and if you control your private part, I guarantee you paradise. then what exactly are we waiting for, my dear Swami brothers and the viewers of Madani channel? Why exactly do we want to destroy our hereafter by having a foul usage of our tongue? Why exactly do we want to, just to satisfy and please our nafs, we want to on the expense of our hereafter, just on the expense of paradise, just to conclude everything? We need to develop this Madani mindset that we shall refrain from useless and obscene conversation, and we need to use our tongue with virtuous and righteous conversation only, where we shall use our tongue to recite Holy Quran, to do the Dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, to recite Durood Sharif, to recite Naat Sharif in the praise of Holy Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam, to invite people towards righteousness, to invite people towards Masjid in the weekly Ijtima'at of Dawat Islami, to invite them to travel in the Madani Qafilas, to do infiradi koshish and to forbid from evil. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the ability to use our tongue for righteous actions only, and may Allah Azza wa Jal give us the ability to abstain from useless and obscene conversation. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alayhi Wa Sallam. Sallu Alal Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala Ala Muhammad Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alayhi Wa Sallam.
Speak a good word or remain silent. Speak a good word or remain silent.